Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Yesterday, we left you with a cliffhanger. Could this podcast go a third straight day without mentioning a particular member of the royal family? Of course not. In Andrew Morton's updated version of Meghan, a Hollywood princess, Morton suggests that some members of the royal family were just fine that Harry and Meghan decided to split. It was clear that Meghan had ruffled feathers in the family and that they felt she and Harry were very difficult to deal with. For her part, Meghan found some of its members, not the Queen or Prince Philip, unfriendly and jealous. At a personal level, then, their departure from Britain was quietly welcomed by some in the Windsor family and their courtiers, but on an institutional level, it was a heavy blow. Like many others, Prince William breathed a sigh of relief when Harry and Meghan announced that they were stepping back from royal duties for 6 weeks or so and spending Thanksgiving and Christmas in North America. The couple ended up in a remote luxury mansion on Vancouver Island, loaned to them by a patriotic Canadian businessman. Palace aides, who had been urging the couple to slow down, were pleased to see them take a breath. The book also says Harry needed acupuncture before his wedding. The Mirror reminds us that for the wedding, Meghan wore a gorgeous dress by Givenchy, teamed with the Queen's beautiful 1932 diamond bandeau tiara. And according to one of the new chapters by Morton, Harry made his feelings clear when the tiara could not be made available for Meghan's hair fitting with her stylist. The prince, who needed acupuncture to stay calm in the run-up to the wedding, was overwrought when the chosen tiara could not be made instantly available for Meghan's hairdresser, Serge Normant, who had flown from New York to work on the hair fitting. The Queen's formidable dresser, Angela Kelly, who is the guardian of the Queen's jewellery, is said to have informed the irate prince that certain security protocols had to be adhered to in order to access the priceless piece. A source revealed that he was told, "They're kept under very tight lock and key. You can't just turn up and demand to have the tiara just because your hairdresser happens to be in town." Harry would have none of it, telling anyone who would listen, "What Meghan wants, Meghan gets." His ringing phrase did her no favours. Morton adds that this led to Harry, rightly or wrongly, suspecting that the old guard at the palace did not like Meghan and were deliberately trying to make life difficult for them. The Mirror reports that fears are growing inside Buckingham Palace that Prince Harry could name the person who he accused of making comments about son Archie's skin colour in his bombshell £15 million book. It is understood that the prince may be feeling the pressure and could be cornered into offering something explosive. Royal expert Penny Juniper told The Sun, "The publishers are going to want a lot for their money, such as naming the so-called racist." He's researching his mother's life, so he's going to be talking about his parents' marriage, the breakup, the affairs. That could be incredibly damaging for his father and Camilla. Charles is going to be king and Camilla his queen. The last thing they or the country needs is another upsurge of anger based on what I believe to be false accusations. With James Bond in the news this week, we've learned Her Majesty is a fan of the James Bond films. Well, at least the earlier ones. Giles Brandreth, who wrote Philip and Elizabeth, Portrait of a Royal Marriage, says, "The fun of spending time with the Queen was finding out unexpected things about her. She really did love all the early James Bond films, before they got so loud." Her Majesty is also looking to hire someone onto her not-so-secret service. The Mirror noticed a job posting for an ambitious new chef who can travel with her around the various royal residences, such as Balmoral and the Palace of Holyrood House. The demi-chef de partie, pastry chef, would primarily report to work at London's Buckingham Palace, but must also be happy to cook at the other royal residences, such as Balmoral and the Palace of Holyrood House. The job posting says the successful applicant will be joining an accomplished team of professionals working hands-on to deliver food to the highest standard. You'll prepare diverse menus for a wide range of events, developing new skills that will help you take the next step in your career. As you'd expect, standards and attention to detail are exceptionally high here, and every day is busy, so you'll need to be an ambitious and qualified pastry chef with at least a year or two's experience. The closing date for applications is October 10th. No salary is mentioned, but the package is said to be competitive. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.